So yesterday, we covered two of the third declension vowel stem nouns, those of the type that resemble polis with an iota in the stem, and nouns like astu with an upsilon in the stem. And we saw that those two nouns share a lot of the same traits, mostly because they have alternating stems, alternating between the original vowel, iota or upsilon, but then also epsilon and eta. And so there's one more of these vowel stem noun types, and that is in your textbook as the example, basileus. And there's many nouns of this type with eus endings. So this type of noun is a little bit different than the first two we talked about yesterday, in that the original stem for these eus type nouns, the original stem was actually eta upsilon rather than epsilon upsilon. It was originally eta upsilon, and if a consonant followed after the eta upsilon diphthong, if a consonant followed, then the eta turned into an epsilon. If, however, a vowel followed that diphthong, then by a complicated process you don't actually need to know about, the upsilon of the stem turned into a digamma, which is a very old Greek letter that has a w sound, and then the digamma dropped out. So what you were left with was essentially just an eta. Okay, so to repeat that, originally the stem was eta upsilon, and if a consonant followed, then that eta turned into an epsilon, and if a vowel followed the diphthong, then ultimately, through a complicated process, you simply had just an epsilon with the upsilon or digamma dropping out. So if we look at page 195, we can see how this actually plays out. So the first form, the nominative, basileus. So why is that an epsilon rather than an eta if the original stem was eta upsilon? Well, if you remember the rule I said, which is that if a consonant follows that diphthong, that diphthong, the vowel eta turns into an epsilon. And that's precisely what you see here. The consonant that follows the diphthong is a sigma, and so the vowel eta turns into an epsilon. In the next form, basileus, we have what would have originally been, so remember that these are all third declension nouns, and so they're just basically tacking on third declension endings to a stem. So our genitive singular ending is os, omicron sigma, and that would have been added to the stem. Now, omicron sigma, that is an ending that begins with a vowel rather than with a consonant, an omicron. And so the original eta gets to remain. The upsilon has dropped out. And so you're left with, basically, basile with an eta plus the ending os. By the process of quantitative metathesis that I talked about yesterday, where vowel quantities swap, eta plus ending os, omicron sigma, the vowels change quantity, and eta becomes an epsilon, omicron becomes an omega. And that's precisely the form you see. The next form, the dative, okay, so we've got our stem, which originally would have been basile with an eta and then an upsilon. The ending iota is just a vowel, so the upsilon fell out. What you're left with is basile with an eta plus the ending iota. Quantitative metathesis happens. The eta becomes an epsilon. The iota becomes a long iota, although it doesn't look any different. And that is the form that you have in your textbook, basile. Same deal with the accusative. Okay, so original form would have been basileu with an eta. The ending, you know, is an a for the accusative singular. That's a vowel. So same deal where you have an eta, upsilon, plus vowel. Upsilon drops out, eta plus alpha, quantitative metathesis, and you end up with eta turning into an epsilon and an alpha turning into a long alpha. The vocative follows the same principle we talked about yesterday, where it's simply the nominative with the very last letter cut off, so basileu. When we move to the plural, you'll notice that there's actually two possibilities for the nominative vocative form. And here again, what we find is the same process we saw with the genitive, dative, and accusative singular, namely that we have basileu, the original stem, plus the ending epsilon sigma, which is our nominative vocative third declension ending. So that ending, epsilon sigma, begins with a vowel. So the eta gets to stay, the epsilon drops out, and you've got an eta plus epsilon sigma. Quantitative metathesis happens, and ultimately what that yields is a contraction which can be spelled in either of two ways. So you can contract the epsilon eta either to an eta or to an epsilon iota, both pronounced the same way. Basileon, the next form, again, original form, basileu with an eta epsilon ending on, begins with a vowel, and so the epsilon drops out, and you're left with the ending a, eta, on,